Proceedings will begin tomorrow in the defamation case brought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News Corporation. It was delayed from its scheduled start today as 11th-hour talks over a potential settlement continue. If it reaches court, it's expected to be a blockbuster trial.
Now, pre-trial hearings have revealed texts and emails showing top names at Fox News realizing their ratings were dropping right after they called the 2020 election for Biden, and they needed to tell their audience what they wanted to hear, which was that former President Trump actually won, and it was Dominion voting machines that fraudulently flipped votes to Joe Biden. There's no evidence of that, and Dominion is suing for defamation. It's very hard to win a defamation case. You have to prove someone intended to lie. But these communications show that Fox executives and hosts like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham knew their on-air election fraud claims were false. Really crazy stuff, in the words of Fox owner Rupert Murdoch. And they said it anyway. Ankush Kardori is a former federal prosecutor. Ankush, you've written you think Dominion has a really strong case and could possibly win, but it's not going to be easy. Why is it going to be hard for Dominion with all those damaging Fox communications?
Yeah, so the challenge for Dominion here is that the key issues that are outstanding in this trial would be difficult for any plaintiff suing for defamation. One is whether Dominion can establish that Fox and its employees were engaged in actual malice when they disseminated these misrepresentations on air. Actual malice under Supreme Court law is a very high bar. It has to be either intentionally false or disseminating falsehoods with reckless disregard for their accuracy.
So it's one thing to absolutely know something's a lie and you still put it on. It's another to think something, you know, may be true, and there's reckless disregard because you haven't vetted it, you haven't listened to people tell you it's not true. There's a difference there.
Yeah, you can't just, like, deliberately look away, right?
Got it.
That's not acceptable under the law, and Dominion's going to be making that argument.
And yet you do have Donald Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr arguing that Dominion has a weak case because he says Fox hosts presented what he calls unproven allegations about election fraud, but didn't say they were true, just that the allegations were newsworthy. Is that being a bit too cute, or is that, do you think that's going to be the legal tact Fox will take? I mean, if someone sits there and allows someone to say something and says, well, that's awful, but never says that's true, is a distinction?
I think it's way too cute. The judge already held that Fox cannot mount a legal defense on the basis simply that they were reporting, quote-unquote, newsworthy allegations. The jurors are going to be able to do what we are all able to do, which is to use our common sense. Just simply putting people on air, spouting falsehoods, is not responsible, and it's not legally very responsible either. However, Dominion is still going to need to establish that the people responsible for the relevant broadcasts were themselves had in their minds this sort of intent state known as actual malice. And so that's going to require them to really drill down and identify, okay, who are the editorial employees responsible for particular segments? And then what did they know at the relevant points in time when those broadcasts were airing? So far, Dominion has painted with a pretty broad brush, but now we're at a trial.
Barr also said that defamation applies only to false statements of fact, not opinion. And we know that the evening hosts on Fox, you know, they're called opinion shows. Is there a difference? Can you sit even on an opinion show? We just saw Alex Jones accused of, you know, telling lies on his program, and he lost. So can you, even if it's just an opinion show, sit and have lies told and it not be defamation just because you call it opinion?
No, you cannot. And it's a very good question. In fact, the judge has already resolved that in favor of Dominion. So he agrees with you. The fact that you call something an opinion show does not mean that you can just have someone on to say whatever they want.
So what do Fox hosts do? They've agreed to testify. What do you anticipate they'll do? Can they plead the fifth in a trial like this? Or how do you, when the evidence is there in the texts and the emails that you knew something wasn't true, how do you defend that?
So they can't plead the fifth in a setting like this. Very good question. Look, they're going to have to sort of try to talk their way out of this. To be honest, I have the same question you do, because I don't know how Maria Bartiromo and Lou Dobbs are going to defend themselves when they take a stand. They have apparently testified under oath in their depositions that they still don't know if the election was stolen. They don't know the truth behind all the underlying allegations. I think it's going to sound terrible and preposterous In a witness stand in front of a bunch of jurors. I mean, these people aren't idiots.
We don't know who the jury is. And there are millions of Americans who still believe all the stories. There's never been any evidence. There's just no proof. Can you get on the stand and say, well, I believed it?
You can say that, but the jury doesn't have to believe you.
No.
There's no question that when these hosts take the stand, they're going to be confronted with all the sorts of communications that they're on that appear to be very bad for them, and they're going to have to try to explain them away. It is among the most fascinating factual issues that we're going to get into, because I'm just, like, candidly, I'm dying to see what Maria Bartiromo and Lou Dobbs and Jeanine Pirro say when they get on the stand and have to defend these preposterous segments that they hosted.
Ankush Kadori, former federal prosecutor, we'll link you to his writing at herenow.org. Ankush, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.